Guns, Perfect Recall.
Oh, well, why didn't I remember
that? Thank goodness it wasn't envisioned.
Yes, yes.
But no, I can reveal it's not Sir Terry Wogan.
Oh, okay.
This month's celebrity dictionary opener for the Words Fail Me podcast is...
Do you want a drum roll at this point?
If you can. National Treasure, Sir Patrick Moore.
Wow!
Now, you can't get... that. Neil is stumped for words. Yes, Sir Patrick Moore, world-famous astronomer, and also, I think, in the Guinness World of Records of being the longest presenter of the same TV show for the Sky at Night that he's been presenting since the 1950s. So let's welcome him along. Sir Patrick, welcome to the Words Fail Me podcast with Neil and Dave. Thank you very much. A question, obviously, you're famous for your astronomy. The moon landings, I'm 46. I've only got a very vague knowledge of what it must have been like to be involved at the time. How do you see it looking back on it now? It must have been a very exciting time.
It was a fascinating period. I was involved because I was one of NASA's moon mappers. So I was charting the moon's surface. And of course, we wanted to see what it was like when they actually did go down. And when Neil and Buzz went down, I was nervous because had they made a faulty landing, they couldn't have got back. So when I heard Neil's voice coming through, "The Eagle has landed," I felt immense relief. I think we all did.
And the rest of the moon landings, because obviously after that, interest died off until Apollo 13 sort of caught how dangerous it was, space travel at that time.
Apollo 13 was a very near thing. I normally slept at the BBC doing the commentaries. On this occasion, I didn't. I came home. I'd just come to the front door when my phone rang, turned on to come back. I did give a lot of them, because I said, look, if communications break down between here and NASA, if I'm in the studio here, I can hold it. And that did happen twice. So they said, well, you voluntarily stayed back for all these, and you must go to the last one. So I went to the 17 launch.
What's it like seeing a rocket going up? I mean, how can you describe that feeling, actually being there present?
It's quite incredible. You're some way away. So if you're hit by a wall of sound, then it may flash as if you go up and realize inside that fire there are people you know. And, of course, it's scary, but it's fascinating, too.
Is there any other branch of science you'd wish you'd become involved in other than astronomy? Any?
Yes, geology. Because, in fact, I would have taken my first degree in geology, but for Herr Hitler, because what interests me most is lunar and planetary geology. So I would have taken my degree in that, but unfortunately the war came along, and I joined the Air Force instead.
Finally, obviously, as well, you're famous for your love of music as well. Do you have a favourite from the Planet Suite that you'd like?
That's astrology, of course. I'm a great lover of Viennese music. Mm. And, of course, I've written quite a bit myself.
Yes.
The last thing I wrote, I think the band of the Royal Paratroop Brigade wanted a new march. I wrote the march for them called Out of the Sky. That's about the last thing I wrote before this spinal trouble hit me.
Oh. Does that affect your writing of music, then? Does it?
I got the thing. It's wrecked me. Right. It said my spine would go in if I marched when I was 30. It didn't until I was 78.
Yeah, pretty well.
It was a war injury. Yeah. And at the age of 78, I was playing cricket. Ah. In my very last match, I took 6 for 41.
Oh, what a way to go. Talking of Viennese music, have you ever been to the New Year's Day concert at Vienna? Do you remember?
Unfortunately, no. I've always listened to it, of course, but I've never actually been there.
Oh, that's something for the future, then. Sir Patrick, can I ask you to open up the dictionary at a page at random?
Yes, I will do so. Where should I go? I'll go here. What have I got?
And this is page 1009.
Is for this one?
Yes.
Offspring we've got, often, Ogie, Ogum.
Excellent, so.
Official, officer. I was one once many years ago.
Excellent, thank you very much.